This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
This podcast is sponsored by Key for Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to keyforher.com and use the code word TIGHT.
We're rolling. I want to begin by asking you, are you actually stoned?
I'm a bit buzzed.
I knew it.
I'm a smidge, but no. So what happened was I did the old back in.
Yeah.
Bending down. And you know.
Sorry for laughing. Bending down to do what exactly? No, it's very rude, it sounds anyway.
No, I was keeping it tight.
Bending
I was exercising.
Down.
I was exercising and the old back went. So I decided I would go to the GP straight away. I said, I'm going to get a few drugs because it was so bad.
Oh,
very
God.
Little movement.
Was it like, did you have a moment of like?
Yes. And I had to roll myself into the car, you know, like a pen, you know, like a pencil roll into the car.
Spasms. Were you having the spasms?
The old spasms. Spasm.
Not nice, is it?
Not nice. Not
the spasms
good.
When they come, they're a bit like the contractions. Did they put you in mind of?
They did. A bit, yeah.
It's when everything just clenches.
And not in a good way. Not a good clench.
Well, nothing good. Did you ever have a good contraction?
No, but I've had a good clench.
Not a kind of.
No, it's a. Yeah. So I went off to the GP and he made me do a few bits and bobs. Look that way, look this way. And he said, you've hurt your back. And I said, yeah, A1, Sharon, you're dead right. And.
What? Look this way, look that way.
No, like he got me to put my hands down my legs. Oh, does that
did
hurt?
Did you hit your knee with the hammer and check your reflexes?
He did that.
That's the point at which I think, are you qualified?
He did my hips as well. He opened up the hips as well.
Oh, did he open
me on
up the
bed.
Hips, did he?
He opened up the hips.
Get up there in the bed, love, till I open up your hips. And then?
I had to I couldn't get up on the bed. I had to reverse onto the bed and flap. I was like a fish. It's like what I mean?
It was clear at that point that your back was going.
And
right?
He said, you've got a sore back. And I said, yeah. So he gave me a script for a few drugs. But.
And you made sure to ask for a few extra things. Because you don't go to the doctor and not get a few extra bits.
Come here. This is the thing I didn't know. £80 now.
Oh, God. Is it 80?
It's £80 to see. I was like, would you like to have a look at something else?
I thought it was 60.
No, it's 80 now.
Oh my God, that is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'll have my fella in.
He's going to check his. For 5 minutes, I mean.
He's going to check the fella's prostate as well. Because I said, come on now, £80, hello.
Check out something else.
Check out something
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely, give me a script for a few other
put
things.
For £80, you I want to see you putting
quid.
A glove on.
For £80, you don't want to leave there without sleeping tablets, Xanax. Valium, painkillers, you just get whatever you
want. I want to digit up a hole. I want you to work for that.
Oh, yeah. Check my cholesterol.
Yeah. So I got that and he said, you should be fine. And I said, thanks. And he said, now, a couple of symptoms to watch out for. He said to me, he says, if you start getting numbness through your legs.
You're having a stroke. Oh, that's the arm.
Yes, the arm. The legs, no. He said, ring, get in touch with me. And then he said, if you experience numbness in your vagina, get on to me. about that as well. So that was a new one.
That is ridiculous. I'm sorry now.
In your vagina.
You did your back in, correct?
Yes.
Your lower back?
Yeah.
And he said, if you experience numbness in your vagina, give me a call. I don't think he's a doctor, love. I don't think he's qualified. The minute they take the hammer out to do the knee reflex, I'm suspect. I think you don't know what you're at. I've never, I've put me back out over the years, not too often.
Yeah, yeah.
But no one ever asked me, had I a numb vagina as a result of my back?
But it's kind of feels like what we've all been grasping for since we were 12. A numb vagina, thanks. Yeah.
No, but she has chronic back pain.
So, okay.
I'm positive no one's ever asked her.
A numb vagina?
Did she get a numb vagina?
But he said that's mental. When it gets very serious, the numb vagina. He said that's A&E. A&E for the numb vagina.
A&E, right, okay.
999, numb vagina.
How would you know it was numb?
But this is you'd it. I mean, there's so much going on.
You'd have to get himself to have a route around for you.
So,
anyway.
Drugs and I'm fine.
What did he give you? What kind of drugs did he give you?
He gave me diazepam and the codeine.
Now, the diazepam are the...
It's kind of Valium, isn't
like it? Like a Xanax. Is it a Valium Xanax? Yes.
Yeah. So...
Have you got any spare of the...
Well, now I'm going to keep them.
Did you get any extra? Did you get anything for Deirdre? No, you didn't ask for a few sleeping tablets. You know...
I know, you're mad for your sleeping tablets.
I'd be getting the sleeping tablets off anyone who'll get them for me. Just a few, like two or three.
Would you not... Yeah. Have you never gotten
Instagram? I saved them up like treasure. What, do you mean ask someone for them on Instagram?
No, there was, for a while back, there was people messaging people on Instagram saying if you want a few bits and bobs. Kind of like what? The online, you know when people do like the online shopping, Tesco, a bit like that.
Yeah.
But for sleeping tablets and bits and bobs.
I would not trust for a minute. Who would you be talking to? Who are these people selling drugs on Instagram?
Yeah.
And would you trust that, Emma?
No, but I'm just saying you are mad for the sleeping tablets.
I am, but not from a total randomer that you wouldn't be knowing what's in them.
Well, who do you want to trust? Who next do you trust to give you a random sleeping tablets, though?
Oh, well, a doctor of any kind, as long as I knew they were from. Yeah, your mother. All owl ones have sleeping tablets. Do you know? You always say to them, have you a few tablets there for me, a few sleepers?
They definitely have the Valiums anyway.
And they have a few Xanax, Very handy for the travelling, Emma.
Yeah, I know. But I really feel like they should be giving them out for like the smears and all sorts, but they don't.
Couldn't agree more.
And you have to put in requests.
I couldn't. That's actually a brilliant idea you're after coming up with there now. Yeah. If they would give a little Xanax before a smear and say, take that now before you come in. Or a beta blocker, which is another relaxer. Wouldn't that be very good? Or a Xanax before a smear or...
They need to put that in the campaign.
Well, like for example, I went for the breast check recently.
Yeah.
I had to abandon it. It was so painful. She goes, lift your boob up into the...
Stirrup? No.
Stirrup. You've never had the breast check then?
No.
Or you're too young? Oh, God.
I've never had it.
You have to be 50, I think, do you?
Maybe you do, yeah.
What age are you?
Can you look at my fingers?
Are you still in your 30s?
Look at those white knuckles hanging out to my 30s.
Yeah. Oh, Christ, tell me you're 39.
Yeah, I'm 39, yeah.
Thank God, because otherwise I was going to say, you're too young for this podcast.
No.
All right, let me explain to you what it's like, okay?
Yeah.
It's like a vice. So it's a metal plate. You have to lift your boob onto the plate. Not easy if you have a small boob like I do.
Yeah.
You'd be of the small persuasion, wouldn't you?
I'd be of the old
swollen... Will we take them out for the viewers? Jesus, that might help the podcast get off the ground. Anyway, no fear that the tits are on the ground because they're too small.
Yeah, I got them when I was 12. I thought, here we go, lads. And that was the end of that. They were done in a week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, same. Yeah. Same. Anyway, the next thing, you lift your boob onto the plate. And then you know what they do? They fucking crush it. So another plate comes sliding down this way and it goes, squeezes the bejesus out of your little boob or your big boob.
Yeah.
Right? And you go... And they say, don't breathe now for a second. And you go, click, photograph, and then they release it. Wow, sweet fuck. That's one. Then they do the other one.
So now you and know what's coming.
Yeah. But so I was, on one go, I was very good, but this was my second one. And I thought, okay, we're done. Now, for some reason, I was very tense on this one. It seemed to be more painful. I don't know, was it the time of the month? Why was it more painful? Yeah. Was the person who was operating the machine closing the vice a bit harder? I was convinced. So then she says to me, now you have to do, I said, so I'm done now. And she goes, no, I have to take it from the side, a picture from the side. And I said, will the side be as painful as what I just had? And she said, yes. And I said, I'm done. I said, I can't. I actually can't. I thought I was going to pass out.
And did she say to you, here, have a toke off that or something? Did you give you something?
Not at all. They wouldn't be offered anything. Not at all. Sure,
but
just,
this is what is annoying me. We're going to get our smears. We're going to get our breast checks. But Jesus Christ, just give us a little something.
You see, if I actually pain, think you're making huge sense.
Give us something.
Now, what I'll do now is, myself, is I'll take a Xanax now. I'll get my hands on these drugs somehow, right?
Right.
And I'll have one before I go in the next time. Just so that I can be relaxed, because I'm too tense now. Now, it hasn't helped that I heard a horrific story. A cousin of mine who passed out, basically, while her boob was in the thing. Right?
Yeah.
So when they released the thing, she hit the deck. She smashed her head off the plate on the way down. Concussion, stitches, the whole lot. Now, do you know what I don't want to do? Put everybody, every woman who's listening, you have to go for your...
You have to go for your
mammogram, right? You have to go. But anyway, that's what happened. And I think that story might have been in my head and I just...
But you know what, though? At the same time, terrible... that she hit the deck and got the stitches. But isn't it great to have an old story to tell the mates? Because I've been getting great mileage out of this back. And people say, how are things? And I say, well, wait till I tell you about me back.
Do you know, it's great to have a story, but you don't want to, hey, wait till I tell you about me cancer. Do you know what I mean? That's not a story.
But the stitches, what happened to your head?
No, she was sick for months. 6 months, concussed. Months.
Was it winter or summer? Like if it was winter, which might be concussed.
Is there a better time of the year to get concussion?
I think if I was concussed for the winter, you know, and you'd get fair mileage out of it for the career.
Yeah.
You'd be on Ireland AM. They'd be like, and tell us now, you were concussed,
Emma.
You'd
be on Ireland AM. Well, you've sold it to me now. Will you hear about my concussion?
No.
Come here. I had to go and have my heart checked recently.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But anyway, I was delighted because I'm ancient now. I'm in my early 50s. Let's just leave it at that. She had to ask me, was I pregnant? And she said, yeah, up until the age of 55, we still ask. So I was delighted. I said, oh, yeah, good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good manners.
Good manners.
Yeah.
This is a new discovery in my life. Have I told you about my Richie's rub?
Richie's rub.
Richie's rub.
Is it rude?
No, it's not rude.
Sounds rude.
No. So Richie's rub is for cow's udders.
Oh, it's getting worse by the minute now.
No.
Go on.
So Richie's rub's for cow's udders. And my auntie told me about it. So it's for muscle pain. So you go on to, it's not Homestead, but I feel like it is Homestead. You go on to a farming website.
Sorry, what's Homestead?
Homestead.
Oh, Homestead.
Yeah.
Homestead.
Yeah, that's how you say Homestead.
Okay.
You go on to Homestead, some sort of website, and it's all farming stuff.
Yeah.
And it comes in a bottle where it has a hook on it.
Richie's rub
for cow's udders, and it has a little hook, so if you needed to hang it onto a fence.
Can I just say, it sounds like something that I might have needed when I was breastfeeding. Yeah? So what do you need it for now?
Muscles.
Seeing as I know you're not breastfeeding.
No, I'm not breastfeeding.
No. And it sounds like something that might be good for sore nipples. That we all, you know, you'd lean into anything then.
No.
It's not that.
It's like a tea tree.
Was this for when you put your back out? Was it like the deep heat? It's a better version of deep heat.
Yes, but I'm using it all the time.
Ooh.
Yes.
Why? Because you're getting, it's doing something for you.
Yes. It's like a DP tea tree oil.
Oh.
Yeah. Here you see now.
Hmm. anywhere.
And you've just become hooked on
this. Yes, if I have the slightest little niggle, I'm
a little bit of what's the acid when after the gym when you've got that.
It's not.
Here we go now. Lactic, the brain fog. It's shocking.
Lactic acid.
I should take that whole packet of key for her and just lash it down my neck, the whole thing. Lactic acid. Well done.
Yes. So any little niggle, and the bottle is so big because it's meant to be for a cow. I have loads of this stuff. I have loads
this
of
this is just amazing. And did you get hooked on it recently? It's a little addiction, is it? Richie's
I think
rub.
So, yeah. This is, but it's cheap. It's own. It's like.
Should I get some? Like, am I going to be disappointed and go,
no,
what?
No, get some. So it goes on cold and then it kind of builds up warm.
Mm, okay.
I know. But it's and supposedly people are using it. I don't, maybe I'm the only person using it and this.
My well, your aunt found it. I mean.
She told me she was using it.
If it's good enough for cows.
Well, that's what I thought.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What did they used to give cows that I always found hideous? Do you remember when you get to go back to the breastfeeding and when you got mastitis?
Oh.
Mastitis is what cows get. It's hideous. Imagine we get. Do you remember the ads, the farming ads? And this'll stump out the mastitis. It was only years later I thought, I have mastitis. The thing that cows get.
So what happens when you get it?
Did you not get it?
No.
Oh God, I'm disgusted. What do you mean? I thought everyone got mastitis.
No.
Oh God, it's awful, Emma. Oh.
And what, did you breastfeed for long?
It's when your boobs go rock, Laura's looking at me in pain, rock solid hard.
Oh, when you're not breastfeeding and they're filling with milk.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, but it can... Sometimes it can dissipate and just go away. Other times it just remains very hard for like days, could be weeks.
Oh.
Yes, that's when you put the cabbage leaves on out of the freezer.
I've done the cabbage
leaves. So you put the cabbage leaves into the freezer. I mean, and you do it because you're so desperate for relief that you'll do anything. But you actually put the cabbage leaf on that frozen boob and it cooks.
That's
I smelt like cabbage.
No one tells you that part. That it cooks on your body.
It cooks. It's gross.
It's disgusting.
No one likes the smell of cabbage.
Oh, it's like the best contraception ever.
Yeah, yeah. Come on over here. Wait, you see what I can do. I can cook cabbage.
Cabbage on me boobs.
If I can fry an egg, it's all that.
But
we have to go through, like seriously, when you think back to that stuff. I'm well out of it now, thanks be to God. So you know one of the things I love, you were talking about your, what's his name's rub. One of the things that I love, I don't know if you've started taking, is this collagen drink, the key for her collagen drink. I told you I keep it in the fridge and it's like a little shot of adrenaline because it really does taste orangey.
It's nice.
And like
taste.
I actually love it and it's going in and I think youth immediately down my neck.
I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Youth.
Youth. It's the fountain of youth.
And you have to take it that aggressively or does it just depend on the day?
Well, lash it into you. Give it a bit of energy. If you want something to work, I kind of feel like you have to engage with it, don't you?
So engage the core and lash it in. Yeah.
Do you know what I like about it as well? Mm. I like that it's not a needle stabbing you in the face.
No, you can just drink it and... There's something happening inside you now.
You feel like you're being proactive.
Healthy.
Yeah, proactive. Like, come on, you know your collagen is depleting.
Yeah.
So take some.
Like
get it back into your body. But at least, you know, that's not a knife or a stabbing with a needle.
Yeah.
It's just a lovely thing and it tastes nice.
It does taste nice.
Yeah. And you feel like you're doing the right thing. So you know the little blurb that's in front of you there now, whatever you're listening on, and that describes the episode. If you click in there, it'll take you to a link that will give you the 20% off for that key for her .com. And you might as well have it because you're listening now.
Get ready to celebrate with us as Head Stuff hits a remarkable milestone. That's right. It's our 10-year anniversary and we want to celebrate with you. To mark this special occasion, we're rolling out the red carpet with exciting surprises. For a limited time only, you can subscribe to Headstuff Plus at headstuffpodcast.com and enjoy a 14-day free trial to access ad-free bonus content from all the shows on the network. And if you're already a member, you'll get 20% off all merch from your favourite shows. Thank you for 10 years of support from all the team at Headstuff.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
I am an owl whore. A whore for a podcast. A whore. Right?
Yeah.
It's the only part of, look, it's the only bit of my life that I can be promiscuous and shop around and have a feel and a poke and move on. But I had had a
poke. She's moving on. We haven't even got one in the bag and she's moving on.
I had had a podcast and I was all done. And then Deirdre O'Kane said to me, have that Xanax. Deirdre O'Kane said to me, go on, have that Xanax. Do you want to do a podcast? No. She said, would you like to do a podcast with me? And how could I refuse the queen of Irish comedy coming to me?
Oh, Emma.
Because I was like, no, Deirdre O'Kane asks you to do a podcast. You have to. I mean, first of all,
I really hope this works. Can I just say?
This would be really bad now if this is like because four episodes.
I'll enjoy the episode when I say, okay, so she couldn't say no, but she's leaving. She's moving on.
No. I was totally excited because it was you. But all throughout my comedy dabblings, you have kind of appeared at good moments. So for me, it's like an omen.
Oh, I like to hear
Do you know
this.
What I mean?
Tell me more now. Where so, have I appeared? No. I'm like the Virgin Mary appearing.
So my first ever time supporting a big act, a proper act, was you.
Go away.
Yeah, in Sligo. Back in...
I wouldn't have known that now.
About 2016, 17, something like that. Now we had a great old time in the end. You did think I was staff. That was the only little bit of it.
This is a very embarrassing story. How did I not know what you looked like? I didn't know what you looked like.
It wasn't really Instagram.
Using phones or Instagram.
No, we were using phones. Dear.
We were using phones. Well, I meant mobiles, obviously. Yeah, we were, but not in the way we're using them now, which is that. Oh, I just have a check of whatever.
I know, yeah. Yeah, you just could see what someone looked like straight away.
We were still using phones in the old-fashioned way, as in ringing people.
And we had all the comedy bits at that time on the circuit was done through Facebook groups.
How would I not have known what you looked like? How is this possible?
I don't know.
I remember pulling up at the Hawkswell in Sligo. That's where we were, right?
Yes, yeah.
So I got out of the car.
You got out of the car.
You were there, didn't have a clue who you were.
Didn't have a clue where I was. And I said, can I help you with the bags? And he said, oh, thanks very much. And then you started asking me, how many do we have in for tonight?
How many is in for tonight? Yeah. Thinking you were the girl on the desk. I thought you were the...
But I didn't know that.
The house manager.
I thought that this was part of my role as a support act. So I started panicking and I was like, do I lie? What do I say? I wasn't sure.
This is hilarious to me.
But to me, you were all biz. I think you had the shades on as well.
Well, I do wear the shades a lot.
So to me, the back, it was very, like Elizabeth Taylor.
I'll take it. I'll take it all day. So Liz Taylor, I'll just become Liz Taylor. So I arrived. Here's a visual.
In Sligo.
The odd person looking at us now on the YouTube. Just the odd person. So I arrived. Oh, how are you? Yeah. Blah, blah. So how many have we in tonight? You're thinking, oh, fuck, am I meant to know this? Yeah. And then how did it actually unfold?
I think the staff let you know. I think the staff kind of said, and Deirdre, of course, this is your support act for this evening, Emma. And you were like, oh my Jesus Christ.
I nearly died. I do remember nearly dying. I was mortified. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And we had a good laugh. We had a good laugh.
It was a great show. Packed house. It was all good. Good experience. And you know what as well it was for me? I hadn't met a senior female comic in terms of flying hours who was willing to kind of say to me, and are you doing this? And, you know, have you been on to that person? And, oh, that's good. No, yeah, keep going with that. It was very much like we were having the chats, but we were getting down to business. And I hadn't really, do you know what I mean? In a good way.
I was like a mentor. Was I like a mentor?
Well,
I haven't got that far now, Deirdre. You thought I was the staff.
I mean, you were still unpacking the shopping bags, so. But you know what I mean? But it was two women in the business chatting.
Well, thanks be to God I was nice to you, is all I can say. It could have been a grumpy fucker.
And then the
arriving.
Sky show then. The Sky show.
Oh, yeah.
Years later. That's when I quit my job.
Oh, away.
Because it was
so
your
I was
Sky
responsible for that then. So you I've made you.
Yeah.
I've been the making of you, is what
but
you're
you've
saying.
Been, you've been around when things have happened. So when you said podcast, I said, go on.
Gear up.
Gear up, go
Gear
on.
Up. We'll give it a go. We are now. We've come a long way from me thinking you were the staff, Emma. We're equals now, baby.
Are we?
How we are.
I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You had a dirty weekend in Paris.
Excuse me very much. I did.
Dirty weekend in Paris.
Nice segue there, Emma.
Yeah, wasn't it?
We were talking, two nights is all you need as well for dirt.
Is it?
Well worth it. Well worth it.
But was it well worth it?
Well, you were looking at me, was it like, what, well, do you want me to tell you the details?
No, but two nights.
Oh,
some
yeah,
people
two
now,
nights.
Two nights going away, you might think, oh, is it more hassle than it's worth packing the bag and...
Yeah, well, you see...
How many pairs of knickers do you need for 2 nights away?
Yeah, but you know what? I've spent so many years travelling with kids.
Yeah.
That when it's just the two of you, my God, sure, it's a breeze. So you're on your holidays from the minute you leave the house. You're on your holidays when you arrive at the airport because you can get a glass of Prosecco as soon as you want. As soon as you're through the thing, you're like, right, let's go. We're on our holidays.
Yeah.
You're on a jolly. You're having a glass of Prosecco on the plane. Do you know what I mean? So you're the whole thing is relaxing. Whereas when you've been travelling, you've spent a decade and more travelling with kids.
Yeah. You're waiting for the kids to go to bed to maybe have a glass or something. But
it's definitely not worth it with children. Even a fortnight's not worth it with children. You're wrecked.
No.
But 2 nights on your own. Absolutely worth it.
But would you be into the same thing? Would you be doing this? Were you like those 24 or 48 hours were you both together holding hands and the whole shebang?
Are you having a laugh? Don't be ridiculous.
Okay.
No. God almighty. I was on a mission. I had to do some shopping. And I actually just hadn't shopped in a very long. I had just this year, man, my God, I was on the road so much. Like I haven't done anything nice. So I just was in the mood and it's Paris. I hadn't been to Paris for 12 years and I can't, how does it get to be so long? It's a short hop. And I wouldn't mind, Emma, but I'm French. Did I tell you?
You're French.
I'm French.
I knew there was something.
Yeah, I've discovered this. I'm 20% French. Can you believe it?
Fuck off.
Yeah. Isn't it? Doesn't it make sense to you now? I'll just show
with
you. I'll
shades.
Just remind you of how I look most of the time, dressed in black shades. Thank you.
Do you know what? I knew there was something because you did seem very kind of happy or something within yourself. I said,
do you think that was because I've discovered
I said
I'm
that
French?
Woman needs a few freckles or something. She needs a few blotches, undescript blotches, and you're nothing.
That's the max factor I told you about.
Yeah, the max factor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
20%? That's a nice
one. So I did my ancestry.com.
Yes.
That's how that came about. Sorry, 57% Irish. That's very low. Have you done this yet, the ancestry.com?
I mean, I don't want to be honest, because me mother's.
Have you the fear of getting the 99% Irish?
I have the fear. Look, it's not the fear of getting 99% Irish. It's the fear of getting the second cousin's cousins.
Oh, right.
Like the hills have eyes living in the mountains kind of a thing. Because my mother's family, the siblings, are not dissimilar to my father's siblings.
Are you saying you're inbred, love? Is this what
you're... There could be... Yeah.
A bit of inbreeding.
Oh, well,
that's why you're funny.
So she needs something.
She's inbred.
There's definitely, there must be a couple of cousins there. I've heard of a few Scottish people. I mean, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, no, we all have a bit of Scottish, apparently.
Yeah.
So when you do, so most Irish people come in at about 97% Irish, and there's a bit of Scots and a bit of Northern Europe, kind of a tiny bit of something. Viking influence. Yeah. Deirdre, 57% Irish, now 20% English. But let's ignore that. Let's ignore that.
There's good lineage there in my family, though. I have...
Okay.
I have a boxer. His name is Big Joe Egan. He's a cousin of my dad's. And he had a
book. Did you discover this on Ancestry.com? Or you
I just know this. So he's my dad's cousin. And his quote, the quote on the book is, Mike Tyson... Okay, I know, controversial. Okay, we'll not get into that. Mike Tyson said about Big Joe Egan, he said, toughest white man he ever met.
Oh, this is pedigree chum. Oh, this is serious now.
So I may not have the ooh-la-la, but I'll kick this shit.
Toughest white man?
Yeah,
say it again.
Mike Tyson
toughest said, white man he ever met.
Toughest white man he ever met. So he had...
Now, was Mike Tyson the fella who chewed the ear off someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, just, so, just to be clear.
He, well, come on.
Not, he didn't chew the ear off Big Joe Egan, did he, fuck?
No.
I went to a boarding school for a while, right? Not for a while, for the whole of my secondary school.
Yeah.
I went to a boarding
school.
Did you
say we saw lesbians or what? How does that work?
No, no, there was no lesbianism. Oh. Not in my...
It's a shame.
It was a good opportunity, all right.
Yeah.
But too young, too young. Anyway, you've thrown me off now.
Sorry.
What was I to tell you? I have to tell you this. Did you watch the Beckham documentary?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
What the planet are you living on?
I know, I've seen so many clips of it,
Okay, so you've seen this clip, because there's a clip, the biggest clip of all is, tell the truth, David going out, what did your dad drive you to school in? Tell the truth.
Yes.
And she goes, okay, my dad drove a Rolls Royce. Okay, right, fine. Anyway, for a certain period of my life, my father drove a yellow Merc, right?
I'll tell you what my dad drove in a minute.
Don't worry about it. Everything was lost. But it was a very short period of time, a couple of months. But there was an occasion when he came to collect me from the school and I was waiting. Now, I would have been 13. Am I 13?
13, okay.
But I had shades on then. So the shades
on. Oh my
on,
God.
And I was waiting for my father to collect me.
When you were 13?
And the yellow Merc pulled up, right? Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's a glare, the light. I actually think it's a genuine thing. Me and the glasses, it's the light. Because on dull days, I have the glasses on. But I find the glare quite a lot. Anyway. There was a nun in the school. Definitely had thoughts for me now, getting back to the lesbianism. And everybody used to say it because she used to go a bit red in the face when she'd see me. And then she was very hard on me as well, like particularly over the top harsh.
Strap on.
Oh my God. Emma Dorn.
Go on.
Whore for a podcast is right. Anyway,
so, she was very hard.
She said to me, you'll have to hear this now. She said to me, as I was standing waiting for my father, she said, look at you there now. You think you're Jackie Onassis. Now, I didn't know who the fuck Jackie Onassis was.
We were 13.
I thought Jackie Onassis was in sixth year. Because that was the only Jackie I knew. There was a Jackie in sixth year. So I thought that's who she was talking about. And she had a sister, Grania. So I thought there was a Grania Onassis in the school as well. Anyway, it was years later before I found out that Onassis was Jackie Kennedy, who was Jacqueline Bouvier, French. See what I did there?
Now,
French.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm on the side of the nun. Because there was nobody wearing sunglasses in Ireland till at least 1998.
But no, because you've just remembered my joke, haven't you?
No.
I do that in my joke. In my last show, I say, why did my father, there's a bit in my show where I say my father wouldn't come to Galway because the reason he didn't visit me when I lived in Galway for 2 years was he said, I won't be coming to see you anytime soon, love, because I have to tell you, the sun is in your eyes the whole way to Galway. Which it is. The sun is in your eyes if you're driving west. And my point was, Jesus, why did the man never buy himself a pair of sunglasses? And then I say, because nobody in the 80s owned sunglasses, because everyone was broke.
Very true.
And also, if you wore sunglasses in the 80s, it was presumed you were blind.
And hats. Nobody wore hats.
She gives me nothing for that tough room, Emma.
No, I'm feeling bad because I'm like, I fucked that up for you.
And don't be ridiculous. I fight for my own jokes. That's what I was reared on. My mother literally saying, fight for your space. Fight for your space. Because there was five of us talking over each other. And if you couldn't get in, you couldn't get in.
Come here, what happened to Mark?
Listen, I don't think my father had the confidence to drive it. I think he was, I think he was, he loved it now, but I think he was just far too self-conscious and aware. And actually, yeah, he was quite a humble man. So it wasn't him really. He just, he loved
it. It was yellow.
Car. And it was yellow. Yeah. It's beautiful. Anyway, sure, within the year, he was all gone. All went tits up when we were broke then for the next 10 years. Everything went.
That's Ireland,
isn't
it?
Big 80s recession. That's Ireland. You couldn't be comfortable for 5 minutes.
Enjoying yourself. There'd be a recession.
Or there'd be something coming along saying, get down off that. Don't get carried away with yourself.
And what about the nun? The nun now.
I'm going to actually talk about her and that story in my next show.
Okay.
So I haven't fully written it yet, but I am going to actually tell the story because it's really quite mad what happened there. But there you take your Jackie on it. Thank you so much for listening to Keep It Tight with me, Owl One Deirdre O'Kane, and Emma Dorn, the young one. Thank you for listening. We really need you and we love you. A 5-star review would be lovely, kids, if you're listening and you love this, because this is kind of how this works, this business. You have to do the subscribing and the liking. Otherwise, we wouldn't ask you, obviously.
And that's all you have to do.
That's it. I keep it tight.
Keep it tight. I'm not going to take any of your time.
Network.
Yeah, and we'll be back.
And if you don't do those things, we fucking won't be back.
We'll be raging. I'd be raging.
That'll be it. Yeah. You say, fuck them all from
fuck
a
rage. Fuck the lotties, yeah. Fuck them.
This podcast is sponsored by Key for Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to keyforher.com and use the code word TIGHT.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.